Good morning, good morning. Morning, everybody. Welcome to another Wealth Coffee Chat. While the Facebook Live is warming up, I'll do the quick intros as always. Jason Whitten is my name. For those joining us for the first time, welcome along. For those coming back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back. Hopefully everyone had a fantastic weekend. A few people jumping on now, which is awesome. Bit of a long weekend, I think, in Melbourne. I think it's this weekend. Maybe it's next week. Good morning. Good morning. My love. Hopefully you're all well. There's Alison, Shay, a few of those guys. Margaret, yes, had a good birthday weekend, Alison. I think I've had more than enough socializing. I might be reaching a stage where too much socializing for me is exhausting. But I had an awesome weekend, so thank you for asking. Went out with a few friends and my love and had a good time, which was awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, good morning. Welcome to another coffee and a chat. Monday, March the 1st, first of the month, and for those joining for the first time, we do this each Monday to Friday, talk about property investing around about 8 o'clock each day, a little coffee and a chat. We call the Wealth Coffee Chats. They're a podcast now, so if you miss them in the morning, grab them a little bit later in the day from Spotify or iTunes. Today, I wanted to talk about the idea of proximity, gang, proximity in the world of real estate. As I always say, you guys hear me say this often, you know, property investing is a marathon, not a sprint. And the idea that we want to buy well, buy our properties well, and the idea is to own them, keep them for a long, long time, buy well, never sell, is something that I say. And the idea of buying well, what does that mean? Well, part of the buying well, is the proximity, the location in which you purchase your real estate, your investment real estate, for future value which is capital growth, and your income. Your income will come from the rent. And what I find often is that investors overlook or capital growth overshadows the value of real estate when it comes to investing in real estate over and above the rents. And what we do know, what I do know, helping thousands and thousands of Australians and New Zealanders invest in real estate and look to the future to have that real estate support or replace some of their income in the future, it comes from the rent, ladies and gents. It comes from the rent, not selling the property. And that's something that I want everyone to remember. Now, the gang from the mentoring program, you guys often get that repeated again and again and again. But anyone joining new or listening into this for the first time, remember, if you're going to use real estate as an investment vehicle to have some income created for you in the future, because what we do want to do is we want to reduce our hours, our time, our exchange of our life for the money, and we want the asset, the money that we put into the asset, to start to create that income for us in the future. Now, how do we want to do that? One of those ideas is to buy the property well in the right location. Good morning, Belinda. Good to see you there. A bunch of people on now, which is awesome. So, will proximity always matter? That's a bit shiny today. I think I'll go this way. All right, let's do this. Will proximity always matter when it comes to buying your real estate? And I believe it will. Sam Saggers, my business partner and property acquisitions extraordinaire. Good morning, Jackie. 20 plus years in the world of property investing and property acquisition in Australia, 100% we believe that the proximity of your real estate to great infrastructure will always matter. And the interesting thing is, have a look at this this chart today about the distances from the CBD. So this one's the CBD and the value of real estate. This is a little bit older now, but the idea is still true today and also true to your rents, okay? In Australia, by and large, in most areas, if you have your rent, if you have your value of your property, let's say at $500,000, it's kind of getting, depending on where you are, you know, Brisbane, you might get $520 a week rent, and Melbourne, you might be getting $420 a week rent. Melbourne's always had a lower yield than many other cities in Australia, but by and large, between 4.5% and 5.5% of your yield. Now, it's interesting, or it's important to note that if you do go closer to the city, the CBD, when it comes to your value, you're going to be, paying a lot more for a piece of real estate, and you want that rent to be renting for a lot more closer to the infrastructure. So the idea when it comes to location, proximity to something is super, super important. And I'm going to take you through a little model that we use here when it comes to proximity. Whatever that might be, proximity to something, the CBD, the proximity to the beach, the ocean, the transport, the schools, school areas, school places where people buy their houses, the right school is very important to be in for certain types of houses and locations as well, okay? So the proximity to something that's important. The proximity to jobs. A lot of people don't like the idea of traveling in the traffic and sitting there all day long. So what is this? What does that mean? How do we take advantage of that? Some of the ideas. The closer we can get to the city, the CBD, often the better we are. But we want to make sure that can we get close to a piece of infrastructure if we have a fixed budget, okay? And I want to talk about that today, okay? Because it makes sense. You go, yeah, fine, Jason, you know, that's great. Let's go buy some really good places really close to the beach, or, yeah, let's go buy something really nice next to, 2 minutes walk to the city, you know, on the park or whatever. But, you know, the price of that property is $2 million, $3 million, $5 million. I can't buy it. It doesn't fit my budget. And I get that, and that's where this model comes in. Let's call the center of this the CBD, and I want to show you this concept of the exchange for your budget limitations or your budget restriction, what we would do to get a closer or better location, okay, as we go along. So if we had a $500,000 budget, a $500,000 investment budget, and we're looking at purchasing, and I'm just going to use the CBD. Now, you could use train stations, you could use better schools, you could use employment hubs, you could use the beach if you wanted to. This model still works the same, okay? In all of these locations and all of these examples, works the same, okay? So $500,000. And let's do Melbourne, let's do Sydney, let's do Brisbane, okay? And let's have a look at the distances from the city that we can purchase a style of property, which the city, the CBD, is our location, okay? So let's look at Melbourne. If we wanted to buy a house in Melbourne, what do you think, gang? Chuck it in the chat if you want to. I'll probably answer it. There's a little bit of a delay in the streaming process today. But Melbourne, you're looking at least 30 to 50K, maybe even a bit further. I'll get rid of the 30 because I think it's a bit further these days, for buying a house, okay? For $500,000 or more, which is a good quality property. Now, if you wanted to buy a townhouse, so this is a house, if you wanted to buy a townhouse, you could get a bit closer to the CBD. So that might be 20K from the kilometers, all right? Kilometers to the location, the proximity of the location you want. And if you had $500,000, maybe you could be 5 kilometers from the city for an apartment or a unit, okay? So everyone following along. What we do in this circumstance, if you want a better location for your property, but your budget is fixed, then we exchange the property type to get closer to the proximity of the thing that we want, all right? And it still holds true, the old adage, location, location, location. The better location, 9 times out of 10, will trump a poor location with a better property, okay? And that's an interesting thing to try to get our head around when it comes to this. Sydney, you know, Sydney, you're looking at 100 kilometers away from the city, 100 kilometers for a house. A townhouse, you're looking at, you know, 40 kilometers from the city, maybe even further, to be honest. I haven't done a lot in Sydney in the last couple of years, so I don't know those numbers right now, but I know the house thing is ludicrous. It's 100 kilometers away. And the CBD for $500,000, you'd be very lucky, very lucky. 20 to 30 kilometers from the CBD to get, you know, a 1 or a 2 bedroom apartment close to the CBD for Sydney for the infrastructure, that location, that proximity. So, you know, and this sometimes helps us rationalize when we have a certain budget and we're looking to invest, what city we might invest in also, okay, for the quality, the location of where we might be. Now, Brisbane, a house at the moment, you're looking 30 kilometers from Brisbane for a $500,000 house. That's a house. A townhouse, you're looking sort of 15 kilometers, and CBD Brisbane, you're looking 5 kilometers as well. So again, when you have a look at it, and this is the kind of rationalization we do as investors, you go, I have a $500,000 budget. Where's my best location if I really want to buy a house? I'm thinking that is Brisbane. That's what I'm thinking. And this is very rough. This is not like this is exact. If you don't have a strategy yet, you haven't sat down with your situation for diversification, your acquisition strategy, then this is not advice. This is not, oh, I should go and buy in Brisbane. This is part of the rationalization process we would go through if you sat down with me or one of my coaches. So house, we would go, right, we might invest in Brisbane. And then if you wanted a townhouse, well, you know, maybe Melbourne or Brisbane makes a bit of sense. And then, all right, well, an apartment or certainly Melbourne or Brisbane, I would do Melbourne because it's a much stronger city. So what we did was we went from, you know, $500,000 a miles out to maybe I'll buy the apartment in Melbourne because that suits my strategy, or maybe I'll buy the house in Brisbane and so on. So hopefully that makes sense, gang, when we're talking about proximity and will it always matter? I believe it will. If we go back to this chart just for a second, I believe proximity will matter. It will always matter. This moment in time where it comes to a little bit of COVID time and people are sort of, you know, scattering to the winds a little bit, that's perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with that. That's just opening up some opportunity. There are more buyers right now than there is real estate. And we're seeing a huge amount of pressures in the real estate market. But I'm talking high-level strategy. When you're making a decision, proximity matters. Location, location, location. It's very hard to change the location in comparison to changing the property, upgrading the property. If you buy a better location, you can spruce the property up later on if you want to. My preference is to buy a great property right off the bat in a great location. Understand what that might mean for you and your strategy as we roll along. Anyway, there you go. hopefully that made sense this morning, gang. A coffee, wealth coffee chat done and dusted. Join me tomorrow around about the same time, 8 a.m., for another coffee chat. And big shout out to anyone in the who's listening in for mentoring tonight. We are on live. Sam is going to be going through the 10 wealth principles, the 10 real estate wealth principles that has helped him create an amazing property portfolio. So he's going to go through that tonight for all of us. And as always, the coaches and myself and Tab will be there and we'll talk all things real estate inside our mentoring group. And make sure you make it along. It starts at 6:30 Queensland time and 7:30 Sydney and Melbourne, and the rest of you can work it out. All right, gang, that's it from me. Coffee and a chat done. Have an awesome day. Thanks for joining me again, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for another Wealth Coffee Chat. Bye, gang.